Audio Bookshelf presents Lost on a Mountain in Maine by Don Fendler, as told to Joseph B. Egan. Lost on a Mountain in Maine is read by Eamon Purinton, with an introduction and afterward read by Don Fendler.
Chapter 1. My adventure begins. First day. The top of Katahdin was just ahead. We could see it through a break in the cold, misty clouds that swirled about us. Henry wanted to race for it, but I shook my head. Those last 100 yards were heavy ones, and in spite of the stiff, rocky climb, I was cold and shivery. Just as we reached the summit, the mist closed in around us and shut off our view of the mountain below. I was disappointed. Who wouldn't be after such a climb? We waited, shivering in the icy blast that swept around us, for another break in the clouds. Dimly, just like a ghost, we saw a man standing over to the right, on a spur leading to what is called the knife edge. He saw us, too, and waved to us, and then started toward us. Henry is the son of a guide, and he seemed pleased. He said, "Let's wait here until he comes over. Then we can start back together. That's the best thing to do." But I was cold and shivery, and I never was good at standing cold anyway. Nights when Ryan and Tom slept with only a sheet over them, Dad always came in with a blanket for me. I've thought of that and of Dad somewhere back on the trail behind us. "Let's get out of here now," I said. I remember that my teeth were chattering as I said it, but Henry shook his head. He wanted to wait for the man. I think Henry was just a little bit nervous.